How appropriate that Veterans Day falls on the middle day of this week, the week that we celebrate and remember all of those who have served in uniform. And what a week it'll be at the Museum of the American GI on Highway 6 South. Because on Wednesday, the AVTT Traveling Vietnam Wall will arrive there.
It's an 80% replica of the Vietnam Wall that's in Washington, D.C. It has every name on it that's on the original wall.
That's Leisha Mullins, who with her husband Brent turned the Museum of the American GI from a dream to a reality about a year ago. Once the wall is assembled near the museum, it will be open free of charge 24 hours a day, starting Thursday at noon.
We're going to dedicate crosses that are in remembrance of all the veterans that were in the Brazos Valley. These are all the names that are on the Downtown Bryan Vietnam Veterans Memorial. So those were made by the Vietnam Veterans of America local group, and so we're going to be dedicating those at noon.
If you've never been to Washington to see the wall, this is as close as you can come. The official ceremonies, called Lest We Forget, will start Thursday at noon, then at 7 Thursday evening, the main events, emceed by our own general manager, Ben Downs.
Bill Youngkin is going to be speaking. He is a Vietnam veteran here in town, and he's going to be sharing a little bit about his experience and what serving in the Vietnam War meant to him.
Part of the ceremony will be a wreath presentation. Here again, Leisha Mullins.
The Vietnam veterans are going to present wreaths to the wall. There's a branch-specific wreath, and a veteran that served in that particular branch is going to present that wreath. They're going to be accompanied by the Ross Volunteers. They're going to be helping them with that. At the conclusion of that part of the ceremony, the Ross Volunteers are going to do a rifle volley, and then we're going to have taps.
And the Aggie Band and the Corps of Cadets Color Guard will be there. Overflow parking for this event and a shuttle will be available at Santa's Wonderland. Now, Friday at 7 o'clock will be a flag remembrance ceremony.
We're inviting all, everyone in the community, particularly Gold Star families, not just Gold Star families from the Vietnam, but even ones from more recent conflicts, to come out and place a flag in remembrance of the person that they lost. And then, like I said, after that, anyone can come and get place a flag. Those flags were donated by the Woodsmen of America. So we have the flags for that. And the highlight of that, after the flag placing, is going to be the singing cadets. They're going to sing at 7:30, and this is going to be their only performance for Veterans Week. It's going to be at ours, so we hope everybody can come out and listen to them.
Saturday, of course, is game day, and it's just a day to bring the family out to see the wall for the first time or the second time or the third time. Remember, it'll be open, free, around the clock. Sunday at 2 is the closing ceremony. KBTX's Steve Fulhart will MC. And Alton Meyer, a Vietnam POW for 6 years, will be the speaker. And it'll be your last chance to walk the wall.
Throughout the event, we're going to have people manning a name lookup. So if you don't, maybe you know the name of someone, but you don't know where they're on the wall. For those that don't know, the wall is a little bit unique. All the names are listed in chronological order in regards to the day that they died. And so it's sometimes a little bit difficult to find it. So we're going to have computer lookups and books so people can come and look up the name for the person that they would like to see.
The Museum of the American GI is located just south of Santa's Wonderland on Highway 6. Take the Texas World Speedway exit going south. See you there and thank a veteran this week. I cannot explain what a memorable event this will be. And it's all free. I'm Tom Turbeville. This is Bravo Brazos Valley. Brought to you by Caldwell Banker, Agtown Realtors, voted best in the Brazos Valley in 2015.